maybe I'll pass on a question that Tan Pumuto and I received on Alms Round many years ago. Uh-huh. It was a man who was in conversation, he is very, very Protestant. And he basically very pointedly asked us, what's with all the images?
Oh, right.
Like, why do you bow to images?
Oh, well, I mean, one is they're just reminders of wholesome qualities. I mean, they're it's very human. It's certainly not something that's, say, inherent in the Buddha's teachings or in the Buddha's, say, the history of Buddhism is such that the early years that, you know, really didn't, you know, the Buddha would he'd probably be appalled seeing, but I mean, he would just say, okay, yeah, well, there it is again, humans. But the early, probably first few hundred years, 300 to 400 years, and there weren't any images, and it was the Greeks really who started it, because in their religion, that what was really important was the actual manifestation of the gods. So the first images of Gautama the Buddha were styled after Apollo, who was the Greek god of wisdom. So it's appropriate. But I think it caught on like wildfire. You know, I just think it's quite human to want to have something a bit tangible that you can abstract. And but it was also one of the things of, say, coming to America, knowing that, you know, I've tried to put a lot of attention on trying to have, you know, quite peaceful images and something that people would be happy to at least sit and look at, if not bow to, in that they're, because I mean, there's a lot of really ghastly images out there, it would just irritate me to no end having to bow to them every day. so having some kind of aesthetic, some pleasing aesthetic qualities is nice, and that. And it does set a tone for a space. You know, I think when people walk into our halls or are up at the ordination hall, when they come into that space, it settles things, and people feel something. That at least it's a place of peace or respect. So those are they're ways of, you know, of course the images are stylized, and you know, for the most part, it's really interesting that the images are mostly with the Buddha with his eyes open. He's not sort of eyes open, sort of looking around here and there, but he's not shut down, closed off, inaccessible. It's like he's awake, and that's a really important symbol to be brought into the world, that you don't transcend the world through escaping, you know, getting away from it or not dealing with it. You escape the world, transcend the world through being fully awake, and that's a really important signal. So to be able to physically manifest that is a helpful tool, and Buddha images are, there is certainly in Thailand, there's all sorts of images that people pray to and do all sorts of things that like Western Buddhists would find, really, do Buddhists do that? They'd be kind of shocked at it. But definitely. And, you know, they take on a whole different kind of power and mythology. That's not what we're trying to introduce, but it is a helpful symbol to remind one of the qualities of the Buddha.